Decision in Philadelphia, the Constitutional Convention of 1787, by Christopher Collier and James Lincoln Collier. This book is read by Bronson Pinchot. I have always regarded that Constitution as the most remarkable work known to me in modern times to have been produced by the human intellect at a single stroke, so to speak, in its application to political affairs. William Ewart Gladstone, in a letter to the committee in charge of the celebration of the centennial anniversary of the American Constitution, July 20, 1887. Preface. Of all the riches of human life, one of the most highly prized by human beings is freedom. The more of it we have, the more we are able to obtain the satisfaction of our other desires. In this freedom is the first requirement, and over the long history of mankind, people have shown an astonishing willingness to risk anything, even life itself, in order to be free. But freedom has proven, over that same long history, to be a very perishable commodity. In the world today, only a minority, and not a very large minority at that, have real liberty, as it is understood in the Western democracies. The freedom that exists in the United States of America, thus, is a relatively rare thing, something that most people elsewhere long for but do not really expect ever to have. Considering how rare and immensely valuable American liberty is, it is both astounding and dismaying that it should be so much taken for granted and so little understood. Most Americans have some vague notion.